Hi there, I'm Faith Davis and I'm live at the ASH conference in San Diego. Today I'm going to be reviewing our study, which is a UK-based study, where we looked at the quadruple regimen of carfilzomib, cyclophosphamide, lenalidomide and dexamethasone. Against a triplet regimen, including IMiDs, as induction therapy prior to a stem cell transplant. And the main hypothesis behind our study is really, can we improve the response to therapy prior to a transplant? And if we do that, what's the overall outcome? Does it affect progression-free survival? And clearly, importantly, when we're thinking about having a four-drug regimen rather than a three-drug regimen, what's the toxicity? Is it deliverable and what can happen? And so as part of the Myeloma 11 study, we have a goodly number, so over 500 patients were randomized to receive the quadruplet, including carfilzomib, cyclophosphamide, lenalidomide, and dex. And then we have 250 patients who received either a cyclophosphamide, thalidomide, dex regime, and then another 250 patients who received the triplet with cyclophosphamide, Revlimid, and dexamethasone. Importantly, the regimens were extremely tolerable and induced great responses. And so an average of four cycles of the four-drug regimen were delivered compared to 5 to 6 cycles of the three-drug regimen. And importantly, the response rates for the four-drug regimen were dramatically improved compared to the three-drug regimen. So the carfilzomib-containing regimen induced very good and complete responses at over 80% compared to 50 to 60% for the triplet regimen. And as I say, the toxicity was very similar, and importantly, the neutropenia rate was no different for the four-drug regimen compared to the three-drug regimen. As far as overall responses, again, responses post-transplant translated, with more patients responding in the KCRD arm. And importantly, the MRD rate was 3 times higher in the KCRD arm compared to the triplet regimen. And I guess we did prove our hypothesis for the very simple reason the progression-free survival was very much improved in the four-drug regimen, with a hazard ratio of 0.6, and at the 3-year time point, 50.3%, I think, for 3-year PFS in the three-drug regimen compared to over 65% in the four-drug regimen. So I think the conclusion of our study is that a four-drug regimen can be delivered safely. It can induce very deep responses in a much shorter time frame than a three-drug regimen. And importantly, this translates to good responses and a longer progression-free survival after transplant. Now, clearly, we used a carfilzomib, Revlimid, cyclophosphamide, dexamethasone regime. There's a number of other studies at ASH that are also looking at other four-drug regimens, and again is finding very similar things, that the four drugs are tolerable and that they induce very deep and good responses. So I think that there is a movement now to perhaps using four-drug regimens, and that as long as we can deliver them safely, then this may be another option for our patients.